This is Disha. Thank you so much for listening in. What I would like to talk to you all about today is one of the latest marketing trends that we have seen, and that is influencer marketing. Influencer marketing has become a big thing in the last couple of years, and it's only right because social media has become that important, not just for people but also businesses to sell their products. Now, influencer marketing, I believe it's considered to be a more authentic way of promoting up the products, because it is promoted through somebody whom a person already likes. It's said that more than 63% of consumers trust influencers' opinion on products, even more than what they think brands can tell about themselves. 58% of people have bought a new product in the past 6 months because of an influencer's suggestion. I think a lot of major brands have been promoting their products through influencers, and it has become a major trend. People like seeing it. I don't know for how long people will continue to like it, because I don't think people want to be asked to buy products when they are just scrolling through social media constantly, especially when they are content creators, when they are actors, people who are known for some other talents, who are relentlessly promoting brands. Especially if an influencer keeps promoting a lot of brands, I think people will start trusting the influencer less. Even if they promote some shady brands, I think that would still happen. For now, influencer marketing is a big thing, and I think it's a good time for brands to make the most out of it for as long as it's a thing and it's important. It's a thing and it's working. One of the major brands I think managed to use influencer marketing to their benefit is Adidas. Adidas got in touch with influencers to increase their reach on social media. They wanted to focus on the younger audience, and they chose to do it through Instagram. And by their Instagram campaign, they used Selena Gomez and introduced a hashtag contest. Through this contest, they had more than 12,000 followers on their account. They got more than 12,000 entries for the contest, and they had more than 41,000 followers on their account. They also managed to increase their sales, which obviously was their main goal, by 24.2%, which is a good thing. Influencer marketing is a good way of promoting the brand. But having said that, it's not that it's very easy to do that. Because I think brands have an added responsibility for making sure they choose a right influencer who not only has a lot of followers but are considered to be authentic amongst their following. Because a lot of times people do like an influencer, but they're not necessarily going to believe this influencer in what they say. The brands should not look very desperate, because I have noticed this trend that has been happening a lot, at least from where I am, is that a lot of brands send PR packages to a lot of influencers at the same time, and all the influencers give them a shout out, they speak about the brand online, and the authenticity of not just the influencers but also the brand reduces. I mean, I wouldn't purchase from a brand that has been sending their products and their services to 5-10 influencers, because I don't trust these influencers, because they're getting paid or they're getting free products. A lot of such things have happened with a lot of brands, and it's important for not just influencers but also brands to be careful. like for Adidas, Adidas did manage to do a good job, but they also had an influencer that a fail that happened, that a supermodel posted a photo of the pair of Instagram, posted a photo on Instagram with a caption which had all so which had instructions from all instructions from the marketing team, and that made not only the influencer look stupid but also caused negative publicity for the brand because they were not more careful in choosing their influencer. I think influencer marketing, I would like to conclude by saying that I do believe influencer marketing is a good way to promote a brand and to increase sales, but it is also an added responsibility which should be taken seriously and should not be just done because it has easier access and it allows brands to access their consumers much easily. So that's about it for today. Thank you so much for staying and listening to me.